Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Well, yesterday was 80 degrees Fahrenheit, and I absolutely loved it. Opened up the windows for the first time since fall, and I realized, wait, this means allergies. So you're going to hear probably over the next few weeks a little bit of stuffy nose and possibly a pause for sneezing. So sorry about that. One of the things that I just picked up. Never had allergies until a few years ago, so not exactly sure what's going on there. But I will take it. I will offer it up as a suffering to the Lord for Him to go save souls. Okay, speaking of souls, today is Wednesday of Holy Week. They've called it Spy Wednesday. This is when Judas went out to try to find a way to turn in Jesus. So he met with the high priests and said, hey, what would it take for me to turn him into you? And this is where they were talking about 30 silver coins, and they're negotiating when they're going to turn in Jesus. In Poland, they have an effigy, which is basically like a little person model of Judas. And young people throw it off of the steeple of a church, and they drag it across the town, and they throw rocks and sticks at it, and then they drown it in the water. I mean, wow. And I think to myself, I've been Judas. I've betrayed Jesus. I've turned my back on him. Maybe not at the level that Judas has, but I know for most of my life, I completely denied him. I didn't even know who he was. And then even when I did, I still fell. I still betrayed him. I still sinned against him. And that in and of itself is what I'd like us to contemplate and reflect on today. Judas is out there going to betray Jesus, who says, boy, that boy had better not have even been born for having done that to me. I cannot imagine where Judas is in hell, because I believe he's in hell, and how much torture he is being put through for giving up God, right? But let's talk about ourselves. Where are we at in our life? What are we doing that is maybe not a big, massive betrayal like Judas, but a constant beating, a constant lashing on Jesus over and over and over again? I find when you receive that beautiful gift of fear of the Lord, which is not the fear of punishment, not looking at the Catholic Church like a bunch of rules and things that you have to obey just so that you don't go to hell, but you realize, I love God so much that I don't want to displease Him. I don't want to sin. And you also realize that not sinning leads to freedom, to happiness, and this joy that only comes from God and those graces that He gives you to avoid sin, and those beautiful gifts from the Holy Spirit that fill you with the ability to recognize what the meaning of life is, how to show God's love to others, and how to keep God at the center of your life. But we always have that human nature. Ugh, if it weren't for the fall, we are prone to sin. We are drawn to it like moths to a light. And that is where we constantly need to pray, calling out to God every moment in everything that we do, so that He can affect and impact our thinking, our thoughts, our emotions, our words, our actions. It all stems from the heart. You know, I've beaten that in over the last, I don't know, since Lent, really. It was probably 2 weeks before Lent when I started noticing all these absolutely beautiful psalms focusing on, Lord, give me a pure, clean heart and a renewed spirit. We should be asking for that every single morning, offering up ourselves, our works, our prayers, our sufferings, and giving everything to God. But I think in a lot of cases, we don't think about God all day, every moment. And that is what I'd like us to focus on today, as we also reflect on those areas of our lives that we are completely, you know, betraying God. We are walking away from Jesus and His love and His salvation and the works that He can do in our lives. I think that's the biggest part, is we forget sometimes, I know I do, that God is the only one who can truly transform our sins. I look at all of the things that He has done for me, and I am amazed at some of those sins that I will never, ever fall into. And yet I know there are other ones that are, you know, pretty good teetering points for me. I could fall back into them easily, and ones that I still need to work on. There's not a person on the planet who is a perfect, sinless human being. Not even the saints. The saints had problems praying and being distracted. The saints, though, dedicated their thought, mind, heart, everything. They brought themselves to nothingness. If I really sit back and I think, what am I doing? Am I glorifying myself, or am I glorifying God and everything that God is doing through me when I speak to others, when I get on a podcast, when I put a video together? What am I really trying to do? So I've been focusing on fusing Jesus with me, asking Him to speak through me, asking the Holy Spirit to move me. The other day I did a podcast. It might have been yesterday. I don't even remember what I said. I think it was yesterday. That's sad. When you're locked in the house, you don't know what day it is. I push stop and I'm like, wow, that was 15 minutes. And I don't really remember what I said. I had to listen to it again so that I could put the description together. Now that is truly having the Holy Spirit take over. So that's what I'm trying to do, is ensure that I don't overrule God with my own pride, with my own plans, with my own will. And it's a moment-by-moment battle. It's something that you don't just wake up and say, okay, God, I give you my will today. And then you go run fast, right? You go do the things that you planned to do, but be open to the shift, ask, do you want me to do this? Because whether you get a whoosh like I do or not, you will feel different. You'll feel unsettled if he's pushing you in another direction. And you'll feel peaceful and maybe even excited, a little bit of energy coming through your body. It's the spirit moving in you. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'm telling you, it's an amazing journey with Jesus. And he wants to be there to help us every step of the way. All too often, we forget him. And then it leads to betrayal. And we are Judas. No judgment on Judas here. I am a horrible person. I'm not good. And I need God to help me be better. Always. And I don't want to hurt God anymore. I don't want Jesus to have one more lash, one more strike, one more drop of his precious blood on my account. So let's think about that on this Spy Wednesday, and let's not betray Jesus' love. And I'm going to wrap up with confession. I went to confession yesterday. Oh my goodness, it was beautiful. I sat in the church, praise God, I have these things available to me. And I watched Mass while I sat in the pew. It was almost, yes, not even close without the Eucharist, but it was almost like I was participating and celebrating a beautiful Mass. I loved it. So get to confession, especially today as you think about betraying God and how many times you've done that or how long it's been since you've asked for his forgiveness. And walk out feeling so clean, so ready for Easter, for his resurrection, for a new spirit and a new life. All right, everyone, go be the light. Have a blessed and inspired day.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPIIteachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.